guys, so today I'm with Annabelle. She's working at Amazon, and we are in Grace Hopper Conference, and we will get to know her a little bit.
Yeah.
So can you introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name's Annabelle. I'm a senior engineer at Amazon. Been there for a little over 3 years now. About 10 years total in the software industry.
So
I work up in Seattle. Been living up there for a while with my wife of a little over a year.
Nice. So. Do you like it?
I really love Seattle. We both do. I moved up there after college and fell in love with it.
Yeah.
So different from growing up in the Midwest. There are actually mountains and terrain. Everything's not flat.
Yeah, that is that. And I like the fact that it has four seasons. You really see the fall, you really see spring, there is summer, there is winter. Especially, I lived there only 3 years. The last 3 years, it was awesome. I don't know, everyone was telling me, it's gray all the time. No, it's not true. It's not
absolutely
gray
not.
We really have real summer.
I moved out there in August, so I kind of moved in going into the fall, and I love Seattle fall on the clear days. It's absolutely gorgeous. You go out to the east side and there's the trees and everything. It's just beautiful, and our summers are to die for.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your work, what you do, what is your team?
So, as I said, I'm a senior engineer. I work in the Identity Services Organization, which is part of the retail side of Amazon. We manage customer account information, authentication, authorization. If you've ever signed into an Amazon product, you've used our code.
Yep.
As a senior engineer, in addition to actually doing development myself, I also am doing a lot of design work, so designing and directing projects, working with junior engineers on projects that they're driving, helping to plan roadmaps, things of that sort, and a whole lot of mentoring and interviewing and such as well.
Yeah, that's great. Can you tell us a little bit about life at Amazon? How is it? How is work-life balance?
I can talk about my personal experience there. From my opinion of it has been that I've been really happy there. Like I said, I've 10 years in the industry, so I kind of bounced around a handful of different companies over 7 years. Amazon's the first one I've worked at where I really feel like I could stay there for a long time. I don't think I'd still be there after 3 years if that weren't the case.
Yeah, that is true.
It's an excellent caliber of people I'm working with. The scope and visibility of the problems that we're solving are much more impressive than what you're going to find at most companies. I think there's probably a handful of companies that really get to that kind of level of problem. Amazon, Microsoft, Google, not a whole lot of others.
Yeah. And
it's really exciting to get to work on those sorts of things.
Okay, awesome. Do you do any side projects? Do you have any hobbies? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I do a little bit of programming, mostly kind of simple toy things on my own outside of work. Not as much as I used to. Aside from programming and computing, I like to make costumes. I am a huge geek. So part of that means going and dressing up as characters at conventions.
Oh, love it. What will you dress for on Halloween?
Halloween is going to be sad this year because I'm actually traveling right beforehand. So I'm going to get back like the morning of Halloween. So I'm probably just going to wear something really simple and dressed up as a webcomic character.
Nice.
Yeah, last weekend actually I was at Geek Girl Con in Seattle, which is a excellent 2-day convention for really targeted at women who are geeks and comic book fans or sci-fi fantasy fans. And they just kind of create a very inclusive, very safe space for us to be awesome geeky women. So.
Oh, that's nice. I never heard of it. Maybe I should take a look.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's been around for like 4, maybe 5 years now.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's.
What were people dressing as?
Oh, like comic? All sorts of things. Let's see. There was a lot of Marvel costumes. You got some of like your sort of standard Star Wars and Star Trek and Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. We actually saw two little girls who were dressed up as Darth Vaders. One of them was kind of like a princess Darth Vader. One of them's a little more traditional Darth Vader. But these little like 5, 6 year old girls, blonde, cute hair, and Darth Vader. It's like, that is awesome.
So cute.
That is important.
This is really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to start the rapid fire question?
Sure.
Okay. First question: coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Definitely 4 times a day. How many times a day?
Only in the morning, actually.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Okay. Second question: what do you spend money on that makes your life easier?
That makes my life easier. Amazon Fresh.
Yes, I use Amazon. But you know what? My answer was daycare because, I spent so much time daycare.
So. No kids yet, so maybe in a few years, that'll be the answer.
Gonna go beyond Amazon Fresh,
yep.
I can tell you that. So, the third question was, are you in a relationship? But I know you are in a relationship. Fourth question, what's the first thing you do in the morning before you head to work, besides brushing your teeth, of course?
Before I head to work?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, breakfast.
Good.
Every morning.
Not everyone has breakfast in the morning. Do you listen to music when you work? What kind of music?
I do, and my tastes are varied. I think my phone has everything from like the soundtrack to the musical Wicked to Metallica and Nine Inch Nails and other and various 90s rock bands because that's my era of music. And ridiculous pop. I unironically still like Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't apologize for that.
It's okay. Is there any kind that you listen to when you're coding, like for concentration or?
It depends. Sometimes I want something really kind of loud and complicated and intense. And to sort of just drown out everything around me can be very helpful, especially in kind of a more open work environment. Other times I want something that's just sort of ambient, and I'll actually listen to ambient music. Explosions in the Sky is a great band to listen to when you just want some background going on.
Nice. I'll put that into my notebook. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite app?
Favorite app? There are a lot of apps. I have to choose one.
Yes, only one. Maybe that you use the most. You like
the favorite. One I use the most is not my favorite.
Okay.
The
your
one
favorite.
What
is the one you use the most? Is it Mail?
The one I use the most is probably actually Tumblr, and they have a really bad app. It's just not a very good app. I actually really like Google, the Inbox by Gmail.
Yeah.
They're
new.
They did a really good job with that interface.
It's swiping.
Yeah, it's very elegant, very simple. I tried going back. I recently switched to an iPhone, and I tried using the normal Mail app for my Gmail account. I was like, no, I can't do this.
I don't like it. But Outlook also has the swiping right and left.
Oh, does it?
And it's really excellent. So just throwing it out there. coding question. What is your favorite language to code in?
I think it depends a lot on what I'm doing. At work, I'm mostly programming in Java, and I've gotten used to that. Java 8 certainly makes it a little bit better. I actually spent the first six and a half years of my career doing .NET development, and I actually really like C Sharp. I kind of miss using that.
Okay, so your favorite, we can see it's.
we'll say it's C Sharp. Although I'm gonna throw a wrench into the works there and say actually one of the languages I like programming in one, maybe actually this one is the most, is of all things JavaScript.
Oh, really?
Because it's a ridiculous language. It's a hodgepodge and it has some absolutely abominable structures.
Yeah.
But if you listen to Doug Crockford and you only use the good parts, then you can actually write some really cool stuff and be able to run it on practically any device you're likely to encounter. I mean, everything has a web browser.
Exactly.
Everything's got a JavaScript interpreter just baked right into it. And you know, your iPhone, somebody's Android, Kindle Fire tablet, you can run that anywhere. And it's like, that was like the dream of Java, right? Like,
that is true, but then, I mean, this is why it's your favorite. So it's not about the language. It's about
you
can put the
it's sort of a meta thing. It's about the ubiquitousness of it.
Yeah. Okay. I can take that.
Yeah.
JavaScript. Okay. What is the most useless gadget you have?
Most useless thing I own. Most useless gadget is probably the Philips Hue smart lights we have in our living room. They are basically Wi-Fi enabled. And you can control them with an app on your phone, through a web app. You can change their colors, change their brightness. Plug, I have an Amazon Echo at home, and so that means our lights in our living room are voice activated, which is just this ridiculous luxury kind of thing.
But do you use it?
But
you
do we say, do. Hey, we actually go. we say all the time, Alexa, turn on living room. Alexa, set living room to 80%.
Nice.
It's great. It's awesome.
It's not useless.
It's not useless, but it's like, it's such an absurd luxury. Like, there's no way anyone needs this capability, but it's fun.
You feel you are in the future.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's exactly right.
That's cool. I think I'm gonna buy that. I think I like it. What's a product you would want to work on, even if it's inside Microsoft or outside Amazon or inside Amazon? A product that you see, oh, I really want to work on that.
I'll name a couple and maybe one of each. Inside Amazon, probably the one of the ones I just mentioned, actually, the Amazon Echo. I've had some interactions with that team, and it's a really cool product, really cool people, and I couldn't be more excited to see where that evolves in the future. Because I think that's getting to use it. It's one of the first times I've really seen like and felt like this is a snippet of the future.
Yeah.
Like, this is the direction technology could go, and this is something that just slips unobtrusively into my life. And
it just
works.
Could you imagine real artificial intelligence into Alexa someday? Cortana or any other.
You know, I think we'll probably, I don't know if we'll ever actually get to
the point
real
of, yeah.
Like a real AI and sort of the you know, typical sci-fi sense of it,
yeah.
But I think we'll probably get, at least for a while, incrementally close to that, so as to make very little difference. I've already noticed myself, you know, really from the moment I got the Echo set up, that and was interacting with it, that I was anthropomorphizing the device, and I was emotionally responding to the device. You know, I'll sometimes say, you know, Alexa, thank you, instead of Alexa, stop, because it's more comfortable.
But do you fear that there is no emotion at the other side?
I mean, there's. I know intellectually that there isn't,
yeah.
But it's just, it is. It still elicits an emotional response from myself,
as if
there were, you know, an emotional intelligence there, which is. That's where I say, you know, maybe it at a certain point it makes no difference.
Okay.
And I said I'd mention another one. So from the Microsoft side, I'd say HoloLens.
Yeah.
That's
the future.
Again, I haven't gotten to play with it. I haven't really gotten to see it myself. It strikes me as probably another technology that is just getting started and will be very exciting to watch it evolve over time.
Yeah.
And one of those things where, you know, like Echo and probably like Google Glass, over time it's just going to get better and the applications are just going to get more and more you've got the platform sort of built there, and now it's just a matter of time of perfecting it and building out all of the, you know, apps and the use cases around it.
I think HoloLens is going to be the future. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Ooh, you're the first one who says Star Trek.
But I'm going to make that a little bit weird, because I'm going to actually say Star Trek DS9.
What is that?
Which is the least Star Trek of all the Star Trek series.
Okay. Is there any reason, or just throwing it there?
The reason is because my real answer to that question is Babylon 5. 90s sci-fi TV show set on a space station. It's fabulous. If you've never watched it, you'll just have to deal with, if you go and watch it now, you have to deal with the 90s TV budget CG effects, which were really good for the time.
Yeah.
But
I'm gonna go and watch it.
Doesn't age so well.
Can you tell us a problem you worked on and it was hard and you are proud of? Technical problem.
I have to think of what I can talk about.
Yeah.
That is really the problem.
If you can't, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's anything I can exactly talk about. I could talk about an interesting, this is less of a technical problem, but more of, you know, part of being a senior engineer means, at least at Amazon, you sort of take on some amount of TPM-ish type of role.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the interesting challenges of that, on my particular product, I work on something called Login with Amazon, mm-hmm. which is Amazon as an identity provider for third-party sites and apps. So, hey, anybody who's building an app or a website out there, you could use Login with Amazon to allow customers to use your site and app using their Amazon account.
I saw it on diapers.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're on a number of sites, we're on a number of apps, and growing every day, mostly in the e-commerce space, but, you know, applicable everywhere. Part of that, though, is we're not just sort of our own branded product, but we're also a platform for teams like the Cloud Drive team to build a public API. So you can access Amazon customers' Cloud Drive content. So we work with a lot of these different internal teams on getting them onboarded to use us, and inevitably that means talking to them about additional requirements they might have or features they want, and whenever you do this, when you're kind of playing this platform role, and you talk to these other teams, they're very product focused. They care about Cloud Drive or Amazon Payments, and that's kind of their domain and the frame of reference they're coming to you from. And so when they ask for things, for them. And they say, well, can you do this just for us? Can we just make this change, for requests for Cloud Drive and not worry about everything else? And as a platform owner, you have to go, not really, because we're trying to maintain this compatibility and make sure that all of these things are going to play nice together, and we have to build features for the platform. So there's this kind of negotiation process of managing client requests and requirements, getting to what they're actually asking for, translating that into a feature for your platform, and then figuring out how to deliver that potentially incrementally, such that you can still meet this product team's timeline and still build something or build towards a feature that's, maybe other clients can benefit from.
Yeah. I like your example. It's really the story of my life. Actually, I mean, this is what I do as a PM, mm-hmm. a lot, mm-hmm. trying to understand the features and everything. Okay, we're gonna end with, what's your advice for young generation, young ladies that wanna work in tech, but they are a little bit scared of how it look like?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any advice to them?
Yeah. So, I'm not gonna lie, there are a lot of places in the tech industry that are not great for women. Like, that is truly the case. But there's also a lot of places that honestly are pretty good, and a lot of places that are getting better and really trying to get better. I think especially at the top tier of the industry, you've got a lot of companies now that really care about these issues. I mean, they wouldn't be sending us to Grace Hopper if they didn't.
That is true.
So understand that, yeah, things are not going to be perfect now, but things are, I think, finally moving in the right direction. And, you know, we can all help be a part of that. The other thing I would say is that, you know, when you get into the tech industry, when you get someplace, you know that you deserve it and you deserve to be there. You know, you have the skill, you have the talent. You know, we don't hire you if we think, you know, we don't hire people because they're women or because they're a minority or anything. We don't have quotas like that. We hire you because you met the bar, you raised the bar, really. And we want you as a part of our team because we think you're talented and smart and interesting. And just try to believe that. Talk to so many girls or so many women, really, who join and just, you know, you get that imposter complex, you get this kind of self-doubt, and it's such a burden to early career development, and it's so easy to let that hold you back. So, yeah, trust that you deserve to be there, you know what you're doing, and you can make a contribution.
Thank you very much, Annabelle. Thanks for being on Channel 9 and
thanks
on a Microsoft platform. Thank you. And let's have fun on Grace Hopper.
Bye.